Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the new dentist, Dr. Samuel W. Snide, arrived yesterday and is looking things over with an eye to settling down in Pine Ridge. To help encourage him to stay, Lum has invited Dr. Snide to be the guest of the Golden Era Discussion Club. As we look in on the little community today, we find the members of the club gathered at Cedric's home for their weekly meeting.
And another thing, I want all you fellas to act as cultured as you can tonight. I want Dr. Snide to see what high-class folks we got here in Pine Ridge.
Well, okay, Lum.
Yes, Mom.
We'll be the culturedest one batch of humans you ever laid eyes on. Yes, sir.
Say, Mr. Lum, exactly how do you act cultured?
Well, I'll swan to goodness, such a question,
well,
Cedric.
Just try to act like you know something, Cedric.
Sure.
Act like you're awful brainy and all that.
Yeah, like Ulysses.
Oh, well, that's easy. Just keep saying okay all the time, is that it?
Well, no, there's more to it than that, Cedric.
Well, that's all Mr. Ulysses ever does.
Why, Cedric, we hunt such talk.
You see, Cedric, saying okay ain't the thing that makes Ulysses so brainy. It's knowing when to say it. There's the important part right there. Ain't that right, Ulysses?
Okay.
There you see, Cedric.
Yes, Ma. I mean, okay.
Lum, has this dentist, this Dr. Snide, has he decided to locate here yet?
Well, no, not definite, Ulysses. He's just about on the verge of it, though, I think. I figure that if we make a good impression on him tonight and act interested in dentistries and teeth and all that, I figure he'll decide to settle down in Pine Ridge.
Well, sir, I hope he does myself. Tell you, we need a good dentist here the worst way.
Okay, okay.
Is this Dr. Snide a good dentist, Lum?
Oh, yeah, one of the best, no doubts about it.
Yeah, how come that he never knowed what to do about my toothache yesterday, Lum?
Well, he just got in town, Abner, so he's more than likely wore out from the trip.
Well, he just come from the county seat that's just 22 mile in there.
I know, but you know how hard it is to travel nowadays, worrying about your gas coupons and your tars and everything.
Yeah.
Besides, your toothache's gone now, ain't it?
Well, yeah, Lum, but he never done nothing first.
Well, that may be the new modern dentist work.
Might be, huh?
Yeah. You think they ain't even doing nothing for you, but all of a sudden you realize your toothache's all gone.
Huh?
Them's the new scientific painless methods, I think.
Now, has he got a dentist certificate or anything like that, Lum?
Oh, yeah. He's got 1,000 or 100 feet into it and stuff like that.
Yeah, a whole pocket full.
Showed them to us yesterday.
Yeah.
Air raid warden's card, medal for the standing broad jump he went in high school, and elk's tooth he filled himself, and I don't know what all.
Oh, because I wonder if he did do something for my tooth after all.
Well, of course he did. He'll more than likely explain more about the scientific methods tonight in his lecture.
Lecture? Is he going to give a lecture here tonight?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good idea to have him speak.
Well.
I want all you fellas to pay good attention to it, too, and act awful interested.
Yeah, okay.
And if you think of any good questions, go ahead and ask him.
Just ask him, huh?
Yeah, that'll make him feel important here and all that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Though, I believe I'll ask him how he cured my toothache without me ever knowing it. That's what I'll do.
No, I wouldn't ask him that. That might be a secret method or something.
Might be, huh?
Yeah, ask him different questions on whatever subjects he's lecturing on.
Okay.
Yeah, I reckon we ought to wake Grandpa Masters up for this, Lum. This ought to be interesting.
Yeah, if it won't make him mad, we might. Wish Grandpappy Spears was here. Meetings don't seem the same without him, hardly.
No, sir, they don't. They just don't seem the same.
Is Mr. Grandpap still in Toledo?
Well, as far as we know, he is, Cedric. Ain't had a hearing from him since he left town. Not even a picture postcard with a X on it, showing what room he's staying in the hotel, you know. You saw that. So I put an X and show the room he's staying in.
Thanks, Mama. I got one for my aunt once, and she put a cross on it.
Yeah, well, folks generally do that when they go on a trip summers, but we ain't heard a word from Grandpa. Of course, he might not be staying in the hotel. That might be.
But my uncle put an arrow on his, pointing to his room.
He did, huh? Well.
Here's where I live, right here.
Yeah, well, either want to show where you live, that is, if you're in a hotel room. If you ain't, well, you wouldn't want to mark the place you weren't staying at, of course.
Dick Huddleston checked with the Toledo police today, but they ain't so hiding their hair, Grandpa.
Well, sir, that's a shame. I hate to hear that about that old man. Nice old
somebody brother. At the door, Mr. Lone.
Yeah, that must be the dentist. I'll let him in. Don't forget all I told you now, sir.
No, we won't recollect. Now, ask questions and be cautious, fellas.
Okay.
Well, good evening, Dr. Snyde. Come right in, sir. Proud to see you.
Yes, thank you.
Here, I'll take your hat, Doc.
Well, thank you.
Just go right ahead on into the parlor there.
Yes, yeah, splendid.
Yeah, how do you do, Doc? I reckon you recollect me. I'm Abner Peabody.
yes, indeed. And I am Dr. Snyde, Dr. Samuel W. Snyde. True, fit, gentle flake. No slip, no slide,
Doc.
Slide, thank you.
Yeah.
Doc, I'd like to have you meet the other club members here. This is Ulysses Quincy.
Yeah, how do you do?
Howdy, Doc.
More than likely the brainiest man we got in our club.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is Cedric Weehunt.
Cedric, you know you.
Okay.
And that's Grandpa Master sitting in the rocker there.
Say, how do you do? How do you do?
Abner better close Grandpa's mouth for him.
No, not yet. No, wait.
Huh?
My. That left bicuspid there ought to come out. Yes, indeed.
What ought to come out, Doc?
The lower left bicuspid. That tooth right there, see?
Oh, that right there?
Yes. Very bad.
Let me see. Whereabouts is it there?
That tooth right there, Cedric. Listen, right there.
Don't take up all the room, Cedric. Let me see, too.
Yes, Mom. Can you see all right, Mr. Ulysses?
Okay.
I never did see no cuspidor in there.
Huh?
Bicuspid, Cedric. What's wrong with the tooth, Doc?
Well, you see, Mr. Edwards, it ought to come out. Yes, indeed. Now, with that tooth out, he'd be a new man, new energy, new life.
Granny, you don't suppose that tooth's what makes him sleep all the time, do you?
Well, teeth are strange things indeed, Mr. Edwards. I could be wrong, of course, but in my opinion, this is a sick man here, and all on account of one little tooth.
He sleeps hardy, though. Well, you know your business, Dr. Snyde.
Well, on the other hand, I could be wrong. But I like to come right out and say what I believe. No be kicking around the bush, you know. I don't mince my words.
If you say sick, you sick. That's all there are to it.
Yes. Now, I wonder if somebody would be kind enough to get me a table knife.
Knife?
Yes.
What are you going to do, cut the tooth out?
Oh, no. No, I just want an ordinary silver table knife. Mm. I just want to probe a bit. Tap around, you know.
Well, Doc, don't you think you ought to wait till tomorrow? We ought to get on with the meeting. Besides, he ain't hardly got no money.
Well, that doesn't matter. Health comes first. Never put off till tomorrow. What did you say, Mr. Edwards? No money?
I'm afraid not, Doc.
No money. Well, now as I look at that tooth again, it doesn't look quite so bad. Wouldn't hurt to wait a week or so. Haste makes waste, you know.
Yeah, I've always said that myself. Fact is, that's an old lettered saying of mine.
Well,
let's all sit down then and get to meeting early. Wait a minute. Grannies, if Grandpa Master's tooth ought to come out, let's have it taken out. Me and Abner will pay for it, won't we, Abner?
Why, sure, every nickel of it, yes, sir.
I can't see how taking it out will help him, but the doctor knows what he's doing, don't you, Doc?
Well, we try to serve the best we can, yes. Now, if somebody will get a table knife or something similar...
Get one, Cedric. Ask your mama for a table knife.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to be sure of our ground before we proceed further. I like to always be sure of my ground. It's a policy I follow religiously.
Yeah, this is sort of a peculiar case, ain't it, Doc?
Yes, sir, I was just sort of thinking that myself, Mom.
Well, now, yes and no. It is, and it isn't. You see a case like this now and then again you won't. They come and they go.
Uh-huh.
Exactly what's wrong with the tooth, Doc? Is it the wrong shape or something?
Well, Mr. Edwards, yes and no. The trouble is, it ought to come out, Mr. Edwards, my dear friends. Now, you take a case like this...
Here's a knife, Mr. Doc. Is that the right kind?
It will do, my boy. It will do.
Just a case knife.
Yes, I think that will do very nicely. Now, then, let's just tap a bit on this tooth here.
Let me see now. Here, move back, Cedric.
Well, I want to see too, Mr. Edwards.
Please don't crack around so
quickly. Yeah, stand back, Cedric.
Oh, yes,
thank you. Now then, let's try this here.
Ain't he sound as Grandpa sleeps? He don't need no gas, does he?
I believe we might now woke him up.
Well, just as I thought. Just as I thought. It sounds hollow. Pretty hollow. And gentlemen, do you notice the coloring of this tooth?
It looks the same color as others.
Yes. Well, there's only one thing to do. I'll run back and get my dental instruments, and we'll have the tooth out in a jiffy.
Well, wait a minute, Doc. I just happen to think I believe we can save you a trip.
Let's save a trip?
Yeah, instead of you bothering to bring your instruments all the way back here, you can just take Grandpa's teeth along with you. That's a new set of plates. He just got them last week.